Giles working from the third base side of the rubber, delivers a 1-2. Ground ball up the third baseline, diving stop by Breckman. Gets to his feet, throws the first on one hop, gets past Gonzalez. Polanco will score, on his way to second, goes Freeze. The throw to second, and he's out! And that is the ball game. David Freeze thrown out at second, trying to advance on the ball that got away at first base.
What a blunder on the bases by David Freeze.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Lynn Hurdle wants him to take another look at it. And I don't blame him. That is the ball game. But how can Freeze try to take second base when his run doesn't matter?
And, yep, the call will stand. It's out at second base, and the Astros have the shutout victory, their fourth consecutive win. Astros victorious 3-1 in Pittsburgh.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Nice way to start off the series, getting your fourth straight win, taking the first game from the Pirates, a pretty good club, and both teams got really good starting pitching. You were able to get a couple of long balls to make the difference.
Yeah, we did it. We did a good job of hanging in there. We weren't getting anything off of Taillon early. Really difficult pitcher for us to track. And then, you know, we get a leadoff walk, and then Teoscar hits the home run, and that really gave us what looked like a huge lead at 2-0 because both pitchers were pitching exceptionally well. So good for us to do that. We tack on a run at the end. They get one on the error in the ninth inning. That was a weird play to end the game. But to come into a difficult place to play against a good team and get another road victory, it's a nice feeling.
And that home run by Teoscar Hernandez, pretty impressive. So was Bregman's for that matter. But, I mean, this is a ballpark. It's not easy to hit it out. I mean, there's a lot of real estate in that outfield.
There is, especially in left field. It's a really big ballpark that jets back into left center. You know, there's some balls that were hit last night that I thought were going to carry to right field, and they didn't. One was hit by their guy, Polanco, off the wall. It is a place where you've got to play good defense. You've got to put the ball in play to be your friend a little bit. But you know, I like how our team hung in there in a pitcher's duel and found a way to scratch out a win.
And Doug Fister getting the victory with seven shutout innings and a nice bounce back for him. You know, had the rough outing against the Cardinals where it looked like he was struggling to put guys away, but that wasn't an issue last night.
No, it wasn't. He was very efficient. He threw a lot of strikes early. He used his pitch count very well. His pitches were really well executed. His glove side command was exceptional with both fastball and curveball. And then he could mix in just enough pitches inside to keep him honest. So that's sort of the ideal way to pitch when you can keep him off balance and be a little unpredictable, but yet be inside the strike zone for them to put the ball in play.
Now, you mentioned the error in the ninth inning there by Bregman on that weird play, wound up ending the game with David Freeze getting thrown out at second after the ball got away at first base. But, I mean, just the fact he even had a shot at making that play, I mean, we've seen him play really good defense at third base. I don't know if anybody really could have expected this. Pretty new position for him.
Yeah, he's been above and beyond what anybody could have expected for a guy who's changing positions, only had a single-digit number of games at that position in the minor leagues. And I don't care what anybody tells you, shortstop and third base, they're just different. The angle off the bat, the velocity off the bat, the way you set your feet. He's playing such an athletic third base that he's changed our game plan as to how we want to move forward with him. So I appreciate what he's doing. Unfortunately, he gets dinged for an error on a play that most people either knock down or don't make, and all of a sudden he ends up with the error. But what a great defensive player he's become in a short period of time, and now his offense is catching up to it.
I know you have some updates on a couple of injured Astros. Luis Valbuena with the hamstring injury. I know he had a setback, went back to Houston, and Preston Tucker dealing with the shoulder issue. What's the newest on them?
Yeah, they're starting to mend a little bit. Tucker's going to go on a rehab assignment in Corpus Christi starting tomorrow. So it would be nice to get him into baseball activities. We'll see if he makes it back before September 1st. If not, he'd be a September activation. You know, the other one is Valbuena, who unfortunately is going to be out for the year. He's going to have surgery here in the coming days. It's just not an injury that we thought that he could come back from. So surgery is the next intervention. He's going to have it on his tendon and in his hamstring. He is expected to be fully recovered. It's a simple procedure, but one that's going to threaten the season.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1996, the Astros and Cardinals hooked up in the Astrodome on a Sunday afternoon. Todd Stottlemyre took the hill for the Redbirds against Shane Reynolds. No surprise, it was a pitcher's duel. The Astros drew first blood in the fourth on an RBI grounder by Tony Eusebio. Ron Gant tied it with a double in the sixth. When Reynolds retired the Cardinals 1-2-3 in the ninth, it was still tied 1-1. Eusebio Eusebio singled off Stottlemyre to open the Astros' ninth. James Mouton ran for Eusebio, and Bill Spires bunted him up to second base. The one-base advance became unnecessary when Orlando Miller hit a game-winning homer. The Astros were half a game behind the Cardinals when it started and half a game ahead when Miller touched home plate.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And the Orioles hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in the first. Machado, Davis, and Trumbo.
First team in 115 years to have four homers before recording an out.
And isn't it so often, Steve, in games like this, at slugfests, it often comes down to which team has a pitcher who puts up zeros first.
Who's my shutdown guy?
Right, and Davinsky has done an excellent job in that role for the Astros tonight. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Talk about on a changeup in the dirt, and Machado goes down to end the inning.
Pretty good night for Chris Davinsky. Four innings in relief, only gave up that one hit. It was a homer to Pedro Alvarez, but once again doing a great job bridging that gap, keeping the Orioles down so the Astros could keep scoring and take the lead.
Ninth relief appearance for Davinsky this year, in which he has thrown at least three innings.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today is righty Chris Davinsky for the Astros, who you've done just about everything this year. I mean, long relief, short relief, some starts. How has that been for you? Is that tough for you, or are you just like, just give me the ball, I don't care?
Yeah, I mean, I just like to pitch. You know, it's all about adjustments, you know, adapting. And that's one thing that I feel like I'm pretty good at is, you know, just adapting whatever situation I'm in and, you know, try to help the team win as much as possible.
Got a tough question for you. What if they came to you and said, you're going to play in the major leagues for 10 years, but this is exactly how we're going to use you. We're going to use you just like we did this year. You cool with that?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's a dream come true to have that, you know, opportunity. And, you know, that's all I always wanted was opportunity. You know, I look at it like I get to, you know, I get to play baseball. I don't got to, you know, and it's pretty cool. And we have a good team here. We got a lot of heart, a lot of warriors on this team. And, you know, it's going to be pretty fun to, you know, finish this this stretch we got going here.
You guys are on a pretty good roll right now. You guys are clicking offensively. The starters are going deeper in the game, and you know full well that's when the bullpen starts to click, when guys have to settle into their roles, it makes things a little easier.
Yeah, it's good to know your role and when you'll be used. You know, like you said, you know, we got some young guys, Bregman, Teoscar, stepping up for us, which is awesome to see. Bregman locks it down over there at third base, you know, every night. Teoscar coming up clutch last night for us. And, you know, it's starters are going to do their thing, and we're going to do our thing out there in the bullpen and hold up that trophy at the end of the year. You know, that's the goal. That's the goal. So if we can get that, you know, be a good ride.
Got a question for you. You guys, a couple of days ago, had 4.5 hours worth of delays. What did you do, and what did a lot of the guys do? Take a nap, I would imagine, was on there for a lot of guys.
Yeah, mixing a little nap, you know, in the clubhouse. Felt like I slept for 3 or 4 hours, but I think it was only like 30 minutes. Yeah, I just keep my head locked into some music. You know, I like some music. I have some iBooks on my phone that I read from time to time. So, you know, just keep the mind occupied. Don't let it wander and, you know, stay locked in.
People want to know what do you like to read?
I like to read self-improvement books. You know, I'm always trying to better myself. You know, I'm reading a book right now called Relentless. I'm actually reading a book about a man who was successful in the company he built, about the Glock gun, Gaston Glock. So it was a pretty interesting book, you know, how that gun originated from Austria and stuff. So, you know, things like that keep my interest sparked.
I know you haven't been to all the stadiums yet, and outside of Minute Maid Park, a lot of people talk about PNC Park being one of the coolest in the game. Where does it rank for you so far?
It's up there. It's pretty high. You know, I really like Camden Yards. I like Toronto, the Rogers Centers. That was a fun town.
Yep.
That place by far has probably got to be my favorite. But PNC ranks up here just because, you know, the backdrop of the city and, you know, the city, the quality of the city is nice. And, you know, so, some good people here.
Would you rather break a guy's bat or strike a guy out on a 3-2 changeup?
3-2 changeup, you know that.
It's Chris Davinsky. Chris, thanks for catching up as always, and keep it going.
No problem. Thank you very much. Go Stros.
Go Stros.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.